Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got some jams.
Jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but
sticks?
It's like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
gift. Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box of Awesome.
I've never wanted to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
In
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it
Finally,
to you,
Finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn. Suburbs.
Big dishwasher. I
had a lot of chores. It wasn't, like, one chore. It was, like, I just had to clean and stuff.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where, like, I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores. The intermittent
reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
There's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible kids.
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
The following trailer has been approved for all audiences.
But it's never been done before.
Well, that's why it's going to work, Taylor.
So to clarify, you want to deliver 3 human-sized calzones?
Actually, 7. The heist was... Oh, wait, let me...
Let me get deep in here. The heist is impossible. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, yeah. Well, it's not really like a heist. It's more like a... Let me start that over here. I don't know why I'm doing this whole trailer by myself. Let me just... The escape plan is impossible and stupid.
7 feetless calzones is a scary ask. Scary even for me. Scary.
Hey, it's the only way.
I'll do it for you, because you're a great friend.
Sounds like a hell of a plan, Link. I love you too, best bud. Normal here, just saying, Lincoln Lee Wilson, my best friend. You're gonna need a crew every bit as nuts as you are. Lucky I got them right here with you guys, my best friends ever since my dad betrayed my trust and destroyed my world. Hermie, you're gonna have to stay back because
you're just the least. I mean, yeah, right? You're good.
Heads or tails, either way, I'm staying.
But these teens, one of which is me, Lincoln, are just crazy enough.
Oh, wait, let me try this out.
Just scary enough.
Scary.
7 calzones is a lot of dough to move.
Luckily, I got the flour. And my hookup, Teeny the Teen, has the eggs. Now we just need tomatoes.
I know where we could get some, but you're not gonna like it.
We've got tomatoes.
To pull off the delivery of the century. Starring... Normal Oak.
That's not B.O. That's School Spirit. Now let's go.
Taylor Swift.
If only I escaped, it would have totally been worth it.
Scary Marlowe.
Take a bite out of a calzone. I'll bite back twice as hard.
Lincoln Lee Wilson.
That's me.
And Hermie the Unworthy as...
The Joker.
Hermie the Unworthy as...
Risky Click. Oh, yeah, I'm in charge.
Hermie the Unworthy as...
Greedo DeVito. Oh, I'm a big asshole.
In Ocean's 11...
Well,
OSHA's 11.
OSHA? Oh, yeah, okay, that's pretty good. That's funny.
I guess it's more like Link's 11 or 5. Well, Hermie stays behind, so, you know, Link's like 4 plus 2 dads. It's not really a heist. Let me just... Link!
Link's Big Pizza Adventure coming to you this evening. 30 minutes or less,
like a pizza. And we're going to come in a big cat bus, so
so don't get scared and don't forget the breadsticks, or you'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry. Yeah, I can't keep doing it. Well, anyways, this is a cool movie done by me, Link. That's right, Link's Best Friend's Escape Plan. Wait, Link's Best Friend's Escape, Papa John. Link's 5 best... No, there's 4. Link's 4 best friends and Hermie and Dad's Escape... Papa John's. Yeah, Escape Papa John's.
John's.
Oh, someday.
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. Instead, a teenager.
Groundbreaking, innovative
podcast.
Web 3.0.
The Web 3.0 cast here on the Metaverse coming at you live.
Hey, what 0.0 web are they in the future?
Ooh, they're back to Web 1.0.
They're Spider Web.
And we're Spider Boy, so it's Spider Boy.
We're back on Angel Fire, is that what you're saying?
Oh, tripod.com. Dude, check out my site. This is a podcast where we use the groundbreaking system known as Dungeons and Dragons to play and tell an improvised story about 4 teens from our world who have to save the other world that their grandparents messed up, which was our world. Just think about it. Write it down.
That's
the best one.
It's okay.
That's pretty good.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
The story of a Taylor... My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift. Not that one. Taylor Swift is a cool...
Oh, I like that. That could be your thing.
Thank you. Taylor Swift's a cool ranger teen. And this week's a teen fact. We're going to expand a little bit more on last episode.
Yeah, please expand.
So are we getting our third rolling coal fact in a row?
No. This one is why Taylor quit being a pizza delivery driver.
Since it's like a narrative now.
Taylor would sit on the apps.
He'd sit on the breadsticks?
He'd sit on the apps. Yes, exactly. Yeah. The breadsticks and the ranch sauce. When you sign up for a shift on one of these apps, they'll throw like, hey, you know, here's a delivery from here to here, and they'll tell you how much it is and how much the tip is. The reason why Taylor quit was the tip was never high enough for him. He'd be like, that's not enough to buy a PlayStation.
You wanted to get a PlayStation off of one tip?
Yes, his conception of money is so poor that he was just like, what? $400.
$8. The more Freddie talks about Taylor, the more clear that it's his mom is not a good person. Like, there's no way
but
that
he
this
loves
came
her,
out of.
And she loves
well,
him.
Yeah, they love each other.
I think they have a
she's
sweet
trying
relationship.
Her best.
I think it's is clear she's not a good mom. I don't know if it's clear that she's not
that's
a good
true, that's
person.
That's true. I meant good mom.
Matt doesn't think that women have value outside of being moms.
That's true.
Oh, man. I was so pumped about this
Care
episode.
To explain,
now I've been.
Matthew?
I've been put down a peg.
Your silence is deafening, Matthew.
Hi, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold, known misogynist. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson. schooled at home soccer kid who's a productive paladin of the group. Just thinking about, because it's nice to have the crutch of like a set number of things, like multiple senses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that, but I did look up like things to ask on a first date, which, you know, got me thinking. And one of the questions, like, what's your favorite place to go on vacation?
Oh.
So Link's favorite place to go on vacation
is a very classist thing to ask.
Is Tent City.
Yeah, where do you summer? Yeah.
What's Tent City?
Tent City is the collection of tents that they have in their backyard when Link wants to go camping, because Link's never gone anywhere outside of his house because
okay.
they don't vacation anywhere. And it used to be they would all share a tent, but as Link got older, he was a brave enough boy that then they got his own tent. And then the dads would have their tents. And then eventually, in order to make it feel like more like a vacation spot, it would
they
be like
a tent city.
Yeah, there'd be like, you know, one of the tents would be like a local like arcade, and they would have like, you
sorry,
know.
Sorry.
You could play a little miniature bowling game and some board games
one,
in there.
No. One what? Of the tents would be like a little miniature arcade. Matt, what the fuck? You play bowling in a
like
tent?
What are you talking about? It's a little miniature bowl. You know, like a bar game.
Okay, wait. Why do they have this many tents?
Because that's the only place to vacation. So now they got a
sounds
lot of tents.
Sounds like a pretty intense vacation.
Nice.
Sounds like the only person that's getting invited to Tent City is fucking Normal.
Stoked to go to Tent City.
Yeah, you got, you know what? Tent number four is going up for you.
All right.
Now there's four tents in Tent City.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos.
Lover of women.
He has a wife.
My wife. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, a mixed up mascot kid who's working through his stuff with his dad right now.
Yay.
And also the co-mayor of Tentopolis.
Yep.
Normal fact about Normal this week. I thought I'd talk about Normal's first kiss.
Oh, wow.
So Normal's first kiss was with the Pomona High School Panther. There was a game between Teen High, or I guess at the time, whatever the original name, San Dimas High School and Pomona High, and just the chemistry between these two mascots was off the charts, they kissed in their mascot costumes behind the bleachers.
Oh,
so he's
God.
Never seen who the actual
is.
Wow. He's never seen who's actually, it was like in West Side Story. Do you remember that scene in West Side Story behind the bleachers?
Other, but yes.
It was like that.
They see each other in that scene.
Imagine if they had mascot. Imagine if there was a big shark and a big jet. Yeah. And they clonked mascot heads together.
Well, that would have just been better.
Wow. And Normal considers that his first kiss.
I love that there is this like true love that
you don't know
who it is.
You know what's crazy?
I love this mystery.
You know what's amazing about that is that they had to have basically, because the mouth of Teeny is not at the mouth of your Normal's height, right? Like it's like usually forehead is the mouth and you're looking low, like some neck hole or something. So he basically just like headbutted someone.
Yeah.
Or they could have
but
like lifted.
Sensually.
Yeah.
What if the other mascot was two people, dog?
Wow.
What a twist.
Then he had a threesome.
Good for you.
Man, Normal's so
my
cool.
first kiss was a threesome.
Hell yes.
That's the most 14-year-old boy thing to say. Oh, yeah.
Hi, my name is Beth May, and I'm a known woman. A real one.
Known woman, known cry.
And and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other girls.
I noticed Matt didn't do the gasp.
I'm not scared of I'm not scared of women.
I'm not scared of what, Matt? Of what?
I'm comfortable. I'm not scared.
Well, okay, fun fact about Scary this week is that the killer, awesome, super dope metal concept album about these adventures with her friends are going to be called The Calzone Killers.
Nice.
That's pretty fun. That's pretty good.
Is she working on a concept album right now?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
There are so many concepts.
And so more few albums. More in the concept stage than the album stage at the moment.
What's your favorite concept album?
The concept of an album is my favorite concept album. Just I like albums.
Wow.
That's Sun Ra?
Yeah.
There's a lot of albums now. It feels like, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly's by a concept
album.
Yes.
There's a lot of albums now. Matt Arnold. Music
Do you mean any album that has an overall concept? Or I was like, is there a term for a more like obscure type, like the White Album or something?
You gotta remember that like prior to, I mean, like I would say it's seeing a resurgence, but like a lot of albums wasn't that. Albums were collections of singles and stuff to, you know, try and slap together to be able to fill up a disc. The idea of using an album as a narrative palette is a kind of new. You know,
I was a big fan of Random Access Memories, and I remember feeling such an old person when that Grammys was like Random Access Memories won and Macklemore won, and everybody was going nuts. I was like, those were both good old albums. I liked. was like, what? Random Access Memories. No, that's my couch. Favorite Daft Punk album. I think that's better than the one everybody likes.
Matt's sitting on the couch just clutching his albums, being like, but this is...
We have to do a parody of the Giorgio Moroder song at some point.
Yeah. Random Access Memories.
It's like Scary doing like the, like, it started with a click.
Weirdly enough, yes. Scary doing that, and then the click.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. And my favorite concept album is The Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Oh, nice. Good album. First album I ever bought.
That's a fucking good first album.
That's good first album.
It was good.
That's a good one, dude. Did I ever tell you mine?
Yeah, no.
The Chrono Trigger soundtrack.
Ooh, hell yes.
My first album I ever bought, I don't even know if I can find it, because it was a non-Christmas album done by the Mannheim Steamrollers.
No way, bro.
First album you bought with your own money?
With my own money. I remember going where I was like, oh, Mannheim Steamrollers, they do non-Christmas albums? That probably sounds awesome.
Oh, it did not.
Even as a kid who bought it with his own money, I was like, this is not good.
Oh, no. When we last left the group, you had successfully smuggled yourselves out of Papa John's headquarters in the Pussy Wagon inside Calzones.
That's not a euphemism for those of you just joining us. Inside
for
literal.
Those of you who are just joining us.
I don't know.
There was that one guy, remember?
There was one guy.
Oh, yeah.
There was one guy who near the end of our first season was like, I just started episode 64. And we
the time travel episode.
Yeah, and he was just like, "It's pretty good." Like, none of us will ever be as happy as that person is. Yeah. But yeah, so you all escaped in Calzones. Normal and his father Sparrow shared a Calzone so they could talk and basically had a little heart to heart. Sparrow kind of apologized for fucking up the world and telling his son that he wasn't proud of him, and also mentioned that it's cool that Normal understands why he had to fuck up the world because they're probably gonna have to do it again. And as he said that, Normal was like, "What?" And that's my impression of Will.
What?
And then suddenly you all heard a voice from the front of the truck go, what the fuck? And suddenly everything jerks to a stop.
Do the Calzones tip over?
No, you rustle within your Calzone, but they're all stacked next to each other. So you all kind of like push next to the Calzone box next to you.
Hey, give me space in my Calzone, man.
Scary. I think they stopped the truck.
Oh,
I think it's what was it? Danny DeVito.
Oh,
DeVito.
Fuck.
DeVito.
DeVito. DeVito. Danny DeVito is. I think he's. Oh, no. I think he heard us. Can he hear me right now?
You hear the back door of the cat open.
You hear Sam Fisher turn on.
You hear the sphincter of the cat open.
Oh, no.
Wait, how did we get in?
You went in through the butt. Don't worry about it. The sphincter opens like the fucking.
One of those portals in Star Wars?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what's
Stargate?
A camera aperture on a camera?
It's like Stargate.
Like a Stargate? No. The rim of the cat's butt is not like jamming down on cymbals, and if you do it in the right order.
You got to like massage the glands, and it opens it up.
That's for dogs.
Cats have glands too, bro.
Oh, okay. No more saying glands about anything.
Yeah, you hear footsteps getting close to you, and I'm going to roll randomly.
I act like calzones.
Okay.
I'm like a worse pizza. Too much bread. Too hot. Temperature problems.
So you hear Normal, the footsteps stop in front of your pizza box, your calzone box. Light comes in as the pizza box gets opened. You see the silhouette and a blade jams down into the skin of the calzone and hands come in and rip it open. And Dorito DeVito sees you and Sparrow. And he goes, what the fuck is
going on? Oh, thank God they knocked me out and baked me in here. I think they wanted to eat me. Ah!
You're one of them.
Oh, God.
Calzone. Bill Calzone.
Go ahead and roll deception.
Are the Calzone guards with him?
No.
He always goes out alone.
No.
He works alone, dude. Like a fucking...
Like Blade.
Like Blade.
Murder 2.0.
I got a 19.
Ooh, with a 19. He goes, wait, what? What happened?
I got jumped and they baked me into a big calzone. Yeah, all the bad guys.
Who's they?
What do you mean, who's they? They're bad guys.
Can he see all the boxes, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, the boxes are on the back.
They're on the back. I mean, like, he's looking at one right now.
Okay, I was just wondering if I could, like, sneak out and try and get to the driver's seat. That's what I was wondering.
Okay, sure. Normal's like,
you can try that. Yeah, why not?
While Taylor's doing that, Normal's be like, oh, get me out of here, and I can tell you everything. Just, I need to touch grass. That's what the kids my age do when we get all too freaked out. I need to touch grass.
So he just, like, backs up as if to let you sort of crawl out.
All right, and I'm going to try and get to the front.
Okay, go ahead and roll stealth.
18 plus 2, 20. I think my rolls are turning around.
Baby. Hey, yeah, you managed to slither out of your calzone and make your way to the
Taylor
front.
Taylor, being a survivalist, he knew to cut himself a good fast action escape hole.
Oh, God.
And then you hiccup, and then he turns around and he sees your stupid ass trying to get to the front seat.
And I floor it!
So you put your foot down, and you find that it works not dissimilarly to a regular car. And
that's kind of Anthony. You could have just been
very
like,
kind,
no.
Anthony.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna make you like learn how to operate
suck a
cat from
cat's
within
teat or something.
yeah, there's just a nipple. You have to. What do you do with it?
What do you do? Here's the new puzzle, baby.
Nice.
Just a one. It's just a fucking dish of an areola staring right back at you. It's in a steering wheel. You gotta flick it. You gotta fucking tweak it. You'll only one right. way to find out.
There's a nipple on a bus, hotshot.
What do you do?
It turns out it's exactly like those Toshiba laptops that have like the little mouse in the middle. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the old clip mouse.
The,
yeah.
the worst laptop.
Oh, you mean the one where the mouse was between the H's?
Yeah.
I remember the person that convinced me, like, no, that's better than a touchpad or a mouse. I was like, that's insane.
Suddenly, the cat pounces forward and starts moving pretty quickly.
My eyes turn into like Ghibli anime eyes as I realize I'm living out a dream.
The speed with which you accelerate causes Dorito DeVito to fall onto his back.
Oh, and I'm going to break and immediately run him over by going backwards.
He didn't fly out of the cat bus. He's still there.
Oh, he's still there. You said that he backed up to let normal touch grass.
Yeah, he backed up, to the other side of the
cat bus. Like he's still in the back of the
cat bus.
You're saying he's still in the back of the
bus. Yes.
Oh.
Like when he was facing the box, he was facing the left side of the cat bus, so he slept to the right side of the cat bus.
Link wants to jump out and kick him out of the bus.
Okay.
Get off my plane.
Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Oh my God. It all comes back to fucking Air Force One, dudes.
Yes.
Well, I rerolled because I got an 11 plus one when I did strength. And I was like, I'm not going to just change it to plus three. I'm going to reroll. And now I got a natural one.
the D&D gods
that serves
took
you right
luck.
For trying to launder a reroll can I do this?
No, the D&D gods smote your ass, bro.
Well, hey, I did it fair. I was like, I'm going to reroll. But I was like, it doesn't make sense to be strength of him. I'm just kicking. But
yeah,
hey.
No, that's fair. He could have just been like, oh, I'll just add the bonus to my original roll because I like that better. But he didn't. He did the right thing and he was punished for it because that's the world we live in.
Damn.
So you try to run at Dorito DeVito to push him out. But he sees you coming, steps back, trips you, and you keep going, and you fall out of the open sphincter of the cat as
it's
moving.
Oh, then I back it up
moving.
And run over.
Can I do a dex roll to see if I can grab onto the fur of the cat?
Oh, the tail, dude!
Yeah, they love that.
Oh, good point.
13.
So with a 13, you manage to grab onto the, not the tail itself, but the fur of the tail, just on the underside of the tail, just near the sphincter. Probably the place the cats least like to be touched in the whole world. The pussy wagon starts freaking the fuck out and jumping in every direction, jumping around in circles. Everybody is getting just smashed to and fro inside the cat bus. It's having a hell of a time, and you are going to basically lose your grip pretty soon if you don't manage to get inside.
A little bit of revisionist history. I think the reason I missed the kick is because I'm covered in marinara sauce. So when I went to step, I just went, woo! And I just like slid.
It's the exact same sound that they made in Jurassic Park. You know what I'm talking about? When Dennis Nedry like falls.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
you know what I'm talking about? The most weird sound effect in like a AAA movie.
I always thought that it was also the sound of the wire moving.
Oh. Yeah, me too. That's always what I assumed.
Can we back, Freddie, did you just call Jurassic Park a AAA movie?
Yeah, what else would
the
it be?
The best movie $60 can buy for my PlayStation.
Sorry, wait. If Jurassic Park is not a AAA movie, then what fucking is?
I think Scary's going to try to slither out of the calzone so that she can maybe do something.
Okay, you do it.
Okay, cool. That's great that happens. Link, grab my hand, dude.
I do. How does that work?
Roll dexterity.
You're like reaching your hand out this cat's ass.
Yeah,
and the tail's flopping around and shit, so it's gonna be hard to grab onto it.
You could cast Spider Boys on him.
Oh, you could if you had rested.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any spells.
Wow, we still have rested?
Fuck, man.
We've recorded these episodes like kind of back to back, but like for the audience, it's been like 4 months since our characters rested.
Look, once we get this bus, we can park it somewhere.
We need to fucking rest. We're taking a nap. And yeah.
I'll tell you right now, once you deal with this shit, you can fucking nap.
Okay. I got a natural 20. So I look up at Scary. I go, thanks, Scary. Oh, my God. Here. And we do like the coolest predator high five.
Okay, cool.
And then what do you say to me? Because I got a natural 20. Like, is it cool?
I say something really cool.
Like, what do you say to the I want to know, like, is it cool?
So wait, rolling a natural 20 means you get to give up improv?
You get to
must be nice to put all the pressure on the woman.
Yeah, just like Matt.
Knew you weren't a pussy's ass pussy. Pussy,
yeah.
But knew you wouldn't pussy out. You would always pussy in. Guess the cat's out of the bag.
Link is now standing next to her, but you're still like figuring out your life.
What are we gonna do now?
Sparrow leans over and goes, "Don't get cocky, kid. This is the only pussy you're ever getting inside."
I'm not gonna say that.
Dorito DeVito gets to his feet as the cat finishes kicking and starts moving more normally. Dorito says, "All right, that's enough of this bullshit. All you motherfuckers get out." And then Sparrow puts his hands on Dorito DeVito's head and just whoosh, and there is a snapping noise. He snaps Dorito DeVito's neck. His entire body goes limp and he falls to the ground with his tongue lolling out of his mouth.
Is he okay?
Sparrow goes, "Yeah, he's fine." And grabs him by the shirt and just tosses him out the back of the cat bus. And pets the top of the cat bus, and the sphincter closes, so you are no longer in danger of falling out of the back
of the
cat bus.
Does the cat turn around and kind of like nudge it and then pick it up like it's a dead mouse?
Yes.
Taylor's in the front.
Holding it in the mouth.
Taylor's
the
in the front just like grabbing the fucking steering wheel, the nipple steering wheel, and just like wide-eyed and silent.
Yeah, and you feel the steering wheel kicking against you as it turns around to pick it up, and like once it's got Dorito DeVito's body in its mouth, it like walks a little more jaunty and like proud of itself. You bounce a little bit more in your seat when it moves. So Sparrow goes, I can feel...
Dad, what's wrong?
No, nothing. I can just feel the memory thing wearing off.
Your brain's coming back?
A little. I mean, I got a little bit more time, but I know where the others are. I know where your parents are. Grant is in the Undergrove.
Taylor, go to the Undergrove.
Hey, wait, we don't know where we're going to go yet. We got to go get Hermie back. We got to save Hermie.
Oh. Yeah, well, okay.
But Dad, keep going.
Grant would probably help with that, though. Like, my dad could probably be a good help.
Terry Jr. is on the outskirts of the city. Let me draw you a map. This is us, and he draws you a map on the back of a greasy pizza box with a pen.
Oh, is it like, it's not like a big pillar, like, of light, like, tower? Is that the city there?
Yeah, that's the city.
That's a really cool
downtown
drawing. I think he drew, like, a really accurate, like, little cartoon city with, like, a nice tower.
Nathan Drake is just this beautiful sketchbook.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, my dad's pretty good at drawing.
Yeah, good at drawing. Really, I'm trying to make a big
quite
deal
quite the cartographer. Cartographer. Catographer.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know either. Okay, cool. So yeah, we all agree we can go to Grant.
Your dad's in hell.
That's fucked up, man.
No, not like he's dead, like he lives there.
Hey, what happened with you guys and my dad?
Do you really want to know? Is that important to you right now?
I mean, you know.
Yeah, like, you could tell it to us as like a bedtime story while we rest.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
you guys look pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I think multiple of us have died. At least two of
us. It's been a pretty crazy day, Dad. I got to be honest. We're all pretty wiped out here. But like, how much longer are you going to be able to talk to us?
I'd say probably this is the last night you get with me before I'm a little bit harder to deal with.
Wait, I thought you were getting your brain
back.
Are
you ever going to be able to get like, yeah, how do we like solve that?
If we get back to the world we came from, we'll be fine. Once we're out of the Doodler's sphere of influence, I think things will go back to normal.
We could put your dad back in the portal. Can we just run back?
Like drop you off back home?
Yeah, we call sale.
Yeah, you totally could.
Oh, okay. Let's drop off our parents at school.
Nice. They'll never see that coming.
Okay, great. But then we got to go rescue Hermie, right? We got to get Hermie back. I pinky promise.
No, yeah, obviously we'll rescue my dad, and then we'll rescue Scary's dad, and then we'll go rescue Hermie.
We'll hash out the order in a second.
Okay.
But yeah,
we could do Hermie before Scary's dad too. It's fine.
If you want, you guys can sleep while I drive us back to the portal.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Taylor's already asleep at the driver's wheel.
Because he's like a little angel. Look at him. And he picks you up and puts you in the passenger seat.
Aww.
Is there a little fire in the back of this cat bus?
Is there a fire in the back of the cat? No.
Can we make it?
The cat starts purring and it's very warm and you feel like Sparrow knows how to pet a cat properly. She like reaches out of the window and like reaches up and like behind one of the ears and just starts scratching it there as he's driving. And slowly a purr starts and you feel the car begin to like get a little bit cozier and a little warmer and a little softer. And it becomes very easy for you to fall asleep.
Link slips back into the calzone.
Where's Uncle Lark? Where's Lark?
Oh, Lark is asleep in his calzone.
Okay. He didn't even get up.
No. He heard a cacophony, but he was so comfy. He was just like,
Can I press the long rest button on my character sheet, please, God?
Yeah, if you want to do a long rest, you can.
Yeah.
So he drives you back to the hole in which you were deposited from the Forgotten Realms. And while you level up.
Yes!
We did three combats. That's more combats than we did all of season one. We can level up.
Yes. And while you're sleeping.
Holy shit.
Uh-oh.
You see the memory that Scary told you about sort of hovering in the distance. You see the scene of the sun exploding and the Doodler
runs.
Dying with it, and everybody on this planet dying with it as well. And then from behind you, you hear a voice saying, "Nah, there's a better way." And when you turn around, you see Willie Stampler sort of crossing his arms and leaning up against something that's not really there because he's in dream space, but like it looks casual. And he goes, "There's a better way of dealing with this. It's not going to kill a bunch of fucking people. Your parents fucked this up real bad. They don't need to do it again."
What way is it?
I'm not sure about the specifics. I think I'll get them figured out. I know I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to piece this shit together. You just got to get inside the Doodler's head. You got to psychically communicate him. We can kill him from within instead of having to kill it from without. Just
damn.
Whatever these parents fucking tell you to do, just know that shit ain't the only option. You don't have to double down on killing an entire world of people. Fucking man. Parents, right?
Parents, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Doing okay?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Things have been kind of blowy. Like, just everything sucks. But that's life, you know?
Yeah. Second verse, same as the first. And you wake up.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment. ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why does that have to be provider. Uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do
what?
You need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Oh,
it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm
always in gift mode. Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. they just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page, let
me
tell you.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth, yeah,
let's find. What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth!
The one thing Etsy
you sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts, 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
And you are outside the gate, the hole that you were tossing lunch meats and stuff into. Spare's there with a lark, and he's taken the lark out of his cocoon of pizza dough and cheese and tomato sauce. And he's like, thanks, Normal. Thanks, Scary and Link and Taylor and Normal. Thank you for doing
Taylor steps this. Forward. You're welcome. This operation was planned and pulled through without a hitch. Thanks to my compatriots here. Our leader, Scary.
What?
And me.
The leader.
The sidekick, but really the leader.
Sort of sidekick main character situation.
Like right-hand man, which as you know, the right hand is the most powerful hand.
Sure.
You're right-handed, right, Scary?
What? No.
My point exactly.
So Sparrow goes, sure. We'll be back soon, probably immediately, based on the way the ship works, or it'll be
I think
wait,
it'll be the other way. Like, I feel like you're not going to see us for a while, right?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I can't remember how many times people have done this. But either way, we'll be back with a lot of fucking firepower. It'll be way easier. But just in case, you know, it's not going to be immediate. And just in case it's the opposite word of it'll be a while. I know where you're headed. Go ahead and get there without us, because I don't want you staying in here any longer than you have to.
Wait, where are we going?
I assume you're either going to the city to find Terry Jr. or you're going to the Undergrove to find Grant.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to get everybody back, you know, because it seems like everyone's pretty messed up over here. Just, you know, does Mom know about all this stuff? What's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing when you get there?
Yeah, are you going to tell her what's going on? Can you do that? Or is she just going to be freaked out that I'm not here?
Your mom doesn't know about
what's going on. Well, that sucks. Like, why are you, like, how do you be married to someone and keep a lie like that from them?
Get him. Get his ass.
That's kind of how we stay married. I don't know. If you were me, if you were in my situation, would you tell somebody that you killed an entire world of people and unleashed an ancient evil and that the mistakes that you've made are going to infect your kids? And if there's maybe one person in the world who can be considered the worst person in the world who ruined the most things, it would probably be you and your brother. Would you tell somebody you loved that and expect them to stick around when they had other options because they're hot and own an ice cream company?
I mean, maybe not, but I feel bad about it.
Like, I do feel bad about it.
I just, maybe you should, you know, just give her a shot, Dad. Just try telling her, right? Like, what do you want to, your whole life's going to be a lie?
Yeah, no, it's not far off. You know what? I tell you what, I'll give her a try. I'll tell her the truth. But you,
I mean, I, Dad, all I can say is that, you know, I know we got our stuff going on, but I know all that stuff about you and I still love you.
Yeah. It's different. Wives and sons are a different thing. There's a lot of different flavors of love, Sparrow. It's like ice cream.
Your okay, mom's good. Your I mom's just, good all right. at all of them.
You're you're older than you.
I mean, you're going to find this out sooner or later. Getting older doesn't actually make you a lot wiser. I thought that the older I got, the more I would get a handle on this stuff, but I just don't. Things are just as difficult as they were for me when I was your age, and I don't want to lie to you, and I don't want to say things are going to get easier because they're
well,
not.
Okay.
That's my way of saying that I believe in you.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't need me here to protect you. I'd love to be here to protect you. I'm sure Lark would really like to be here to protect you with violence and stuff. I mean, me too. But you're going to be okay. And I'll be back soon.
Right.
And I'll have a lot of guns.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Hell yes.
Why? Because what's the plan? Sorry, Mr. Garcia, what's the plan?
The plan is we're going to rescue you.
What? We just
rescued you.
No. By the time we're back, you know, you'll probably be in with Grant and Terry and you'll probably be in some shenanigans and we'll all leave together.
Okay.
The whole reason we came here in the first place was to find a way to get rid of the Doodler, and assuming that Terry and Grant have done their jobs, we'll have that. And so we'll come in.
What is the thing that you're going to have?
We're going to have a way to blow up the Doodler for good.
But does that blow up this whole world?
What makes you say that?
I mean,
so roll insight.
I got 12.
I get a 12 as well.
15.
You gonna roll, Freddy?
No, I'm still sleepy.
So with a 15, Scary, you can tell that he is surprised at the accuracy of what you just said. He didn't expect you to know the full plan. No, of course, no. It doesn't matter. We're going to handle the doodler. We'll be safe on our end. The sky will stop being red. You'll get to see what a real sky looks like. It'll be fine. Everything, yeah. Everything will go back to normal.
I mean, we saw this vision and, you know, we saw us on our side and like the sun, but we saw this whole world get blown up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? Yes. We heard that maybe there's another way, a way that doesn't involve you.
You heard who told what did you hear from who?
Well, that's my pejorative, whether or not I say it or not.
Oh, well, no, we should. I mean, we met Willie Stampler.
Why are you always narking?
I'm not narking. We met Willie. That's a good thing for him to know. More information. Wait, what do you mean? Did he talk to him again?
Well, yeah, he was like in my dream.
What?
Our dreams didn't have that Willie part. It was just us looking at the thing that you saw previously. We must be one episode behind.
Well, Willie said that there's another way that our dads, if they're so dead set on like killing everybody on Earth, that there's a different way to do it.
Well, that's good to know, actually.
When you look back at Sparrow, the color has drained from his face and his hand is beginning to shake at the name Willie. Mm-hmm. And Scary, as you begin to say, well, Willie said that, you know, maybe we could, he in a flash drops to his knees and grabs you by the shoulders and he goes, no matter what happens, look at me, look at me.
Okay.
And he like shakes you and he says, do not trust Willie. I didn't know you let him out. You let him out of the obsidian door. You opened the obsidian door. The one thing you were supposed to not do, you did.
Dad, calm down. Relax.
You calm down.
Whoa. How many things were you not supposed to do when you did?
Yeah, also, we didn't know we weren't supposed to do it. We didn't know what the hell. You guys didn't tell us anything.
We left a video that said don't do this thing.
Yeah, you should have sent a text.
Should have sent a text because that video was like fucked.
Way too long.
Do you understand? Oh, God. And then you went through the door. Do you know how long he's been free on the world we came from? In the other world, Willie, you know what he did. He's been running free this entire time. Fuck, 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 fuck. He puts his hands to his eyes and he says, I'm sorry I yelled. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have yelled. I'm sorry. That's on me. That's reflective of me, not reflective of what you did. It's my trauma from the past and being kidnapped by him and this stuff. Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and I'm going to try to deal with the Willie thing. But if I can't, you're just going to have to bring the others back on their own. Tell them what you did. Tell them what happened. And when we all are on the other side together, we'll figure it out. And if you don't hear from me, don't assume the worst. But I would get as many weapons together and as many spells, as many magical things, anything you can do to power yourself up, to make yourself stronger before you come back.
Dad, but like, what is the plan? What are you going to blow up this world? Are you still, is that the
plan?
Oh
my God, we're still on that. Yeah, sure. Yes, yes. Okay, yes. But it's not going to matter because
what about the people here? It's going to matter to them.
You're not going to remember.
Oh shit.
We have a bunch of these syringes at the daddy's HQ. You're not going to, you forgot.
I'm not
going to
remember. Sorry, Dad, but you're kind of scaring me right now.
I get it. I know this is fucked up. I know, but we did it before. Everyone on the planet doesn't remember that we shifted from Earth to the Forgotten Realms. Everybody was freaking out for exactly 30 seconds before the amplifier and the memory syringe did its job, and everybody forgot what happened. If we hadn't done that, everybody would have lost their fucking minds, and we'd all be dead, and we'd be eating each other like here. And if you want to go on remembering that you helped us kill an entire world full of people, if you want to be like me and like Grant and like Terry and carry around the weight of the fucked up shit you did forever, then yeah, sure you can. But I'm not going to let my kid grow up with that and deal with that weight. It's not what I wanted for you. I wanted you to have a normal life and not to be like me. And right now it seems like you're right on that fucking path of being me again. And I can't let that happen. So I'm sorry that we're having this argument, and I'm sorry that this is what I'm saying, but you're not even going to remember that we're arguing about this.
No, we're going to find a different way. We're not doing it like you guys did.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon. Normal, I love you so much. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can. It'll all be fine. Daddy's going to handle the Willie situation. When you get back, it'll be fine. We'll handle it. The doodler won't be a thing anymore, and we'll all get to go back to normal. We'll all get to go back to the way things were before. Bye. And he kind of shrugs, like not quite knowing what to say next.
Normal turns away from him and says, let's go, guys.
You hear an exhalation from him that sounds almost like there's a whimper in it. There's like an uneasy quality to his exhalation. And then you hear
Normal balls his fists and wipes a tear out of his eye and just starts going, come on, guys, let's just go. We got to go get your dads. We got to get Hermie. Let's go.
Okay.
You hear footsteps softly walking the other direction, and then you hear them abruptly stop. And if you happen to turn around, if anybody did.
Don't turn around. Don't turn around.
Normal looks back for a split second.
They're gone. They've gone through the portal. You do not see them anymore.
Damn.
You okay, Normal?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a lot. It's a lot right now, y'all. This is a lot. Let's go. What do we want to do? What are we doing?
Well, we gotta get Hermie back, and I got a way of doing it.
Taylor, I want to say something to you.
Yeah.
I genuinely, this was a while ago, but when I yelled at you and then I apologized, like that's this shit my family does all the time. Mm. We do something bad, and then we just kind of we get vulnerable for a second and be like, oh, I'm having such a tough time, and so you got to accept the bad thing that I did, but I don't want to be like that. Because I hate it. I'm sorry that my dad grabbed you like that, Scary. I'm sorry that he flipped out on you guys and he tries to pretend it's okay by just, oh, well, you know, it's just how I felt and I had to, you know, I have my own stuff going on. You know, I want to justify my bad behavior. So I just want you guys to know that I'm working very hard on being a good person. That's it.
Normal. Very well. If that's what it needs to be, then that's what it's going to be. I don't accept your apology. That was jacked up. You can make it up to me later. And I hold my hand out for a handshake.
Are you mad at me or not?
Do you want me to
be mad at you? I don't want you to be mad at you. I don't want you to be mad at me. I'm just telling you, like, I don't want to just be just snapping at people, you know? I think that sucks, and I don't think that it's okay to just snap at people.
Sorry, what I got from that was you want me to be kind of mad at you still, though.
If that's what you want, okay. I mean, and I shake your hand.
I feel like we made some real progress here.
Okay,
that's
cool.
The most teenage boy apology ever.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you were offended.
Since that conversation started, I think Link, he didn't hear what you were saying, and he's already calling Marco once he realized how long it's been.
You call Marco's number, and you hear, to your great relief, the sound of your father's voice saying,
hey, this is Marco Lee Wilson. I'm not here right now.
And then you hear the voice of Tiny Lincoln in the back. What did you want your dad to get off the phone to do instead?
Dad, what are you doing? Ow! What? What's wrong? What did you do? What happened? Yeah,
exactly. Freddy got it.
So yeah, he does not pick up. You go straight to voicemail.
Oh, Dad, okay, well, I guess I don't know when you're going to hear from me. I don't know how long it's been, but I want to talk to you. I don't know. You don't seem to remember anything I'm saying anyways. I don't know when you're going to see me, Dad. I just don't want you to be... You're going to be scared, because like I'd be scared if it was... I don't think I'm going to be back for a long time. We're not on a field trip, and I don't know if Dad's going to be back for a long time either. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I needed to talk to you, so I love you, and I don't know when you're going to see me or Dad, and I don't know. Maybe you should move on, because...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know about Dad. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm ever going to be home, and I'm going to hang up now. No, what? Never mind. This was
hey,
a bad
Link,
idea.
Come look
Everything's
this.
Fine. I'm having a whole prank.
Link,
that was a prank.
Link, come
Taylor,
here, look
what
at
a prank to
yeah,
play on my dad.
Hey, Link, come here. Look at this wall with bubblegum on it.
Oh, God.
Check out this Frasier mural.
We're still in Seattle. Whatever. Bye. And then I hang up.
Can I try calling my mom?
Sure.
Yes. People call your parents. Are they dead?
So I dial Scary's mom.
So you hear your mother's voice saying,
this is Veronica Stampler at Ground Creek Insurance, and I am not at my desk right now, but leave it.
What are the chances of that, huh?
Leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as is humanly possible.
Hey, Mom. I guess I just wanted to hear your voice or whatever. I miss you, and never mind. You know, I'm trying to clean up fucking Terry Jr.'s mess over here. So I'm doing some important shit, and you're not a part of it. So I love you. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Taylor.
I knew it. God damn it.
Wait, your mom's there?
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's got to keep her phone on all times because you never know when you're going to get a call for a gig, right, Mom?
Yeah, right. That's why I keep my phone all the time. Not because my son's been missing for weeks in fucking Seattle.
Well, no, we're still in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm not, like, freaked out. But, like, you could have called more.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm, like, Postmates a cake over to you.
What? A cake? Yeah. Why a cake?
Well, you like cake.
Well, fuck, you got me there, all right? Yeah.
Who doesn't like cake, you know?
That's great. I'll put this next to the flowers.
Yeah. It's pretty cool up in Seattle. Anyway, just calling, checking in, seeing how you're
doing. Taylor, see what this is for the world, okay? Is everything all right over there?
How's the world of anime?
Well, I got another gig. Nice. I'm doing the story of the guy who lost his balls, the balls guy. He lost his balls, and he and the other men look for his balls.
Oh, Dragon Ball.
I don't think that's what it's called, but yeah, no, I'm doing...
Might be a remake.
Yeah, no, I'm doing the main guy, main ball guy, son something. So I mentioned the flowers. I might as well tell you this before it's a surprise before you come home, but I met somebody.
Wow.
Seeing somebody.
Is he cool?
Wait, what's his name?
What's his name?
Well, you want to say hi to him?
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to. It's weird. I know it's
that's
weird.
That's a little weird.
It's a weird. It's
what's his name, though?
His name's Willie.
Yeah!
He's waving at me like he wants
to talk to you.
Wait,
that's a pretty common name. What's his last name?
Last name.
Stampler.
Yeah!
Well, he's waving at me like he wants to talk to you. He really wants to talk to you.
Middle name?
Put them on.
Oh, weird.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Put them on.
Willie picks up the phone and goes like,
"Hey, Taylor.
What the f-?
I don't know who you are. I don't know where I am. But I have a particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for douchebags like you.
They did make an anime remake of that.
I will find you. I will kill you.
You know where he is.
I know exactly where you are.
I know. I'm not hiding. Your mom likes me. I like your mom.
I will kill you.
I don't want you to think of me as like a, I'm not, stepdad's not
I
a
will
thing.
Kill you.
Okay. Okay. I kept your mom safe from the mayor.
What do you mean the mayor? What?
Oh, hey. Can you put me on speaker real quick?
I put him on speaker.
Yeah, you remember that mayor that you guys sort of left running around in your high school?
Oh, don't blame us.
Okay, so fine. So you didn't do it. So somebody somewhere let a mayor run loose.
Sorry,
in your
us
high
three
school.
Kids didn't solve. Well, the
I'm not
the
blaming
problem.
I'm just saying, you know what? You're right. Like hey, you know, I'm sorry, Link, you're right. You're right. It's not your fault. Your kids. It's not your fault. It's your parents' fault, kind of. But the mayor got loose and sort of started a, whatchamacallit, army. And was basically brainwashing like a lot of people and sort of was going to take over the town. And I, you're welcome, first of all, saved your parents.
Oh, where's my dad?
He's charging his phone.
Oh, okay. Well, can he come and say hi?
That's why he couldn't pick up. It's just his phone.
Yeah. Hey, Marco, come here.
What the fuck's going on?
Come here, Marco. Hey, Link, what's up?
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you? I'm sorry.
It's been weird. It's been really scary. Like people have been. These are really politically divided times.
Like, oh, God.
Some of the people that sort of follow the mayor's party, I'm not going to say what party that is, have been a little too intense. It's the Republicans. Have been a little too intense. And there's been a lot of violence. And frankly, I'm really glad you're in Seattle.
You are really
Seattle.
Passionate about tariffs.
Yeah,
these
no,
days.
They are. Are you okay? I wish you would call back more, but yeah.
Sorry,
okay?
The reception's bad. We're on the ferry to Bainbridge Island.
Hey, can you just like, it's going to be.
Oh, shit, there's a cruising USA machine here.
It's going to be weird to say it again. Can you just listen to your voicemail while I'm here really quick? That pretty much, and then respond to it.
You want to right now listen to the voicemail?
Yeah, just listen to
the
voicemail.
Okay, I'll give the phone back to Willie, and I'll go listen to the voicemail. And
Willie,
I'll
put
back.
My mom back on.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Mom.
Yes.
Does he make you happy?
I mean, it's a little early for that. But yeah, no, he's good fun to be around. There's a big riot with all the mayor's like little, what do they call themselves? Mayor heads.
Mayor heads.
I didn't like it either. I didn't think it was a good name for them.
Mayor's
followers. All they basically rioted and they were setting the fucking town on fire. They were marching down the main streets in downtown and just destroying as much stuff as they could. And I was at your high school, actually, to talk to your principal about some stuff that you and the others had done. And
Allegedly.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, if there's no security cam footage, there's no proof.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he saved me. He locked us and a lot of the other parents in the lab and then like left and sort of went out there on his own. And when he came back, we were still safe. And
damn.
We haven't seen much of the mayor anymore, so.
Damn, that's pretty wet and wild, Mom. Anyway, I want you to keep an eye on this guy.
Taylor, ask her to put Willie back on.
Oh, I'm going to run out of minutes, guys. Like, come on. I've covered the phone. Like, come
just
on.
Put Willie back
wait,
on.
Willie, could you put Willie back on?
Sure, yeah.
So Willie comes on and goes, hey, Taylor.
I'm not talking to you.
You don't need to call me dad yet.
Willie,
I'm fucking with you.
Willie, it's scary.
Oh, scary. You're okay. You're okay.
I'm okay, yeah.
You were there for my message.
Yeah.
In my dream. Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
I was wondering, like, how am I going to contact you if you come up with the idea, the solution or whatever, or if we need help?
Here's the thing, kiddo. The psychic energy that's coming out of the doodler, it's getting more intense. And the more that we've been moving back and forth between the barrier between the two worlds, the more intense it's going to get. We may not be able to talk on the phone much in the future, but I can always, I think you and I, that the sort of connect, I mean, I don't want to like make it weird, but like we have like, we kind of like get each other.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so the dreams, I can always, I can talk to you as long as you're cool with that. I can talk to you in your dreams
about okay.
stuff. And I think I've been looking into it, looking at some stuff at Daddy's. And I think there's a place somewhere in the world that you're in where you can touch and directly communicate with the doodler, like with a, like a telepathy spell. Basically,
oh.
I just got to figure out.
All right, I'm bored. My phone, my rules. Put my mom back on.
Okay.
Here she is.
Mom, love you.
So you hear a kiss on the cheek as she takes the phone back and she goes,
oh, Willie.
And he goes,
what?
And he.
Mom, I love you.
Sorry. Yes, Taylor. Yes. No, I love you, too.
Hey, wait, real quick. What about my mom?
Oh, is my God.
Mom
already... I need to do
hey,
that.
Fuck you. It's my mom.
It's my phone.
I take the phone for Taylor.
God damn it.
Taylor, God, chill, man.
We're
all a team here.
I'm giving smoochies to my mom through the phone.
Okay, normal, you go.
I just want to know if my mom is okay. I'm kind of not talking to my parents right now, but I still want to know that she's all right.
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay, great. Just know that we don't entirely trust you, Willie. You seem like it's just there's a lot of conflicted energy coming off of you. I rolled a discreet insight check and I got a 4, but I still don't know about you, man.
So Taylor's mom says, do you want me to put Willie back on?
No,
absolutely not. You don't really know me very well, and I'm not an adult, but just... You know,
your dad, Link, this is Link, right?
Yeah, if you want my 2 cents.
Your dad is motioning to me.
Oh, okay.
So let me put him on.
Willie's toxic. You shouldn't
Jesus
be with him.
Christ.
So she didn't hear that. So Margo puts the phone to his, and he goes,
hey, are you okay? What's going on? You sounded like, that was a really scary message.
Yeah.
Link, what's going on?
What do you mean? We're in a different world. The guy you're with, Willie, he's like a super murderer or something, and we got to save
him.
You mentioned you might not see me again. I don't like this. I would prefer it if you came back.
Well, yeah. So it's only been like a day for me, and it's been forever for you, and we have a lot of stuff to still do here. And like, I don't know the stakes.
Link,
like,
Link, center. Do a grounding. Can you count on your fingers?
Yeah, I can count my fingers.
Okay. 5 things you see, 4 things you hear, 3 things you can touch, that whole thing.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm taking my shoes off too. That helps.
Yep. Whatever helps.
Oh, it's gross down here though.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to put my shoes back on. Is that okay? Now my shoes are wet.
Okay.
What's the worst feeling?
Wet shoes.
Now I have wet shoes this whole time.
Where are you?
The world's going to end. I have wet shoes.
Oh, Seattle.
Oh, God.
Seattle. Okay,
we're still
well,
staying with the cover story, right, Link, or no?
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Then give me the phone back.
They don't seem to know what we're... No, I'm not... They don't seem to know. If I tell them, they don't respond anyways. I don't know. I just don't want him to be lonely and sad if it takes too long or something. And I'm concerned about you, Dad, because I'm pretty sure you're in, like, the lion's den or whatever. You know, like a bad place. Like, I don't know.
I just don't understand what you're saying. Like, yeah. Yes, it is scary. The stuff with the mayor, that was all really scary. They couldn't find the mayor, but at the very least, it seems like it's chilled out a little bit.
Dad, can you make it so you only hear me?
Can I do it so I only hear you?
Like nobody else can hear me, Ryan. You're not on speaker, right?
Oh, so put myself off of speaker. I thought you were saying if I could affect your phone to make
you
go off speaker.
No, just make it so I only want you to hear this.
Okay, we're off speaker. Yeah.
Okay. I, you're right. It's confusing. Just know you trust me, right? If I'm being serious, this is a serious voice, right? When we joke around a lot, and then we say, what's the serious voice?
Yeah, we say serious voice.
Okay. I know it's going to sound weird. Just be on the lookout of Willie, okay? I don't know how to explain it. Just trust me. Don't even ask me any questions. Just please. Watch out. Just be smart. Like, don't...
Did you say be smart? Sorry, serious voice.
Be smart. Yeah, serious voice. Yeah, don't make fun of
him. I'm sorry.
Just saying, don't trust Willie and just be on the lookout. If that weird stuff happened, just know that I think Willie might do stuff like that too. Don't ask how. I know it might sound weird, but I'm being serious. Just please take care of yourself and don't trust him.
Okay, I will. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Taylor now, like,
all right,
steamed.
Who wants the phone?
Taylor's so steamed. Like, give the fucking phone back to my mom.
Okay, before I give it back to Taylor, does anybody else want to use this phone?
No, it's my phone.
Gary, it seems like Taylor rudely interrupted you.
I strength check it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I strength check it.
Okay, take it then.
Well, does he strength check it if I simply hold it above his head?
Roll acrobatics. You're going to have to give me an acrobatics roll to snatch it out of his hand.
I got 19 acrobatics roll.
I got 5 + 1, 6, which means that Taylor does that move that Tony Yaa does in Ong Bak, where he can like fucking do a backflip and kick a basketball out like far above the height of his head, but just cause he just does a bad backflip.
Okay, I'll give it back. Just so scary. Sorry, I didn't hear you. You don't want to talk again?
You sure? Wait, let me talk to Willie one more time.
Okay.
Jesus Christ!
I put my hand on Taylor's head to stop him from grabbing the phone.
This is bullying.
Scary. Yeah, it is.
So Willie gets the phone.
You're saying all of this is our dad's fault, right?
They did do it. Yeah.
Then I know what I have to do. I hang up.
Okay.
I needed to say goodbye to my mom! Taylor snatches the phone back.
The phone dies.
Yeah. Phone's dead.
Taylor snatches the phone back, sees that it's dead, and is very cross with all of you. He goes like, this was behavior unbecoming of a team.
I agree. I'm sorry. You should have been able to say bye to your mom. I'm sorry, Taylor.
Yeah, sorry. I was just in the zone, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Taylor's like a good Telltale game. I'll remember that.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We
love you. We missed
back.
You. We're sorry.
We may have stepped out on you in international.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's
yeah,
right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you have? You can have. Hey, modern phones allow you to put
stepping
multiple.
Out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is
here to
rescue you.
Imagine 20s calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
But how come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Is there a phone nearby? We need to call the pizza place. I know how to get Hermie out.
How are we going
to
get Hermie out?
Check it out. Is there like a way I can call the pizza place?
You got a phone, don't you?
It's out of batteries, jackass!
I mean, there is a phone in the corpse of Dorito DeVito that is still in the mouth the pussy wagon.
I take the phone out of the corpse and I shake it off and I pick it up and I call the pizza place.
Okay. You hear the voice of Risky Click say,
Papa John's, where everybody's the son or daughter of the Papa.
Hey, Hermie, it's Taylor. Just
Papa
come
John's, blessing and peace be upon him. Papa John's, thank you for being our dad. Wait, I gotta finish the whole thing before you can order.
Sure.
Papa John's, in his eyes, we rise.
Like dough.
Like dough.
Surprise.
Hey, this is Taylor. We'll just be out back in like 20 minutes. Just meet us back there.
I don't know who that is. And if I did, I would have to tell him that there's no way to meet somebody out back without trying to get into the garage, which is currently being guarded by two Calzone soldiers.
Okay, just stay near that then, okay? All right, bye. And then I'm going to drive the cat bus just through the wall of the garage door and just pick up our boy and peace out of there. You know, just a quick in and out, you know what I'm saying? Back it in, smash through it, blow through the fucking Calzones. Hermie gets on, we're out of there.
All right,
done.
That's all. So, hey, guys, now that Taylor's just described his plan to us, how do we all feel about this?
I'm tired of discussing our feelings. Let's just
Okay, I guess. Okay, so we're just going to drive it. Okay, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to blow the fucking thing.
Roll animal handling as you drive back towards the Papa John's.
Oh, before I roll animal handling, I want to
whisper.
You
got six.
Yeah.
Don't lie, you just got yeah. six. I got six. Take your stupid ass plan. No discussion. There's no way a cat's going to go through a wall to
yeah.
do it.
No, what happens is you try to go towards the cat and then the wall is as fast as possible.
I know you don't want to talk about the feelings, but can we just take 1 second to discuss this plan before we just drive straight back to where we were and do the stupidest thing ever?
Yeah, but we're powerful
now. Why were you silent? Why was I the only one being a wet fucking blanket? Can we just pretend to play this game for 1 second and just figure out something? We're recording a podcast for goddammit. Go ahead. Take your six, Freddy. Take your six handling skill and fucking smash this cat into the damn wall. Let's do it.
Oh my goodness.
So you speed the cat back towards the Papa John's the way you came in towards the garage, the bay, and you try to steer it to crash through the wall, but it's a cat, so it just like stops. It just like doesn't want to ram its head into the wall as hard as it possibly can and break through. And you can see through the little grill in the garage door that the two Calzone carbuckles sort of turn and see like, he's back.
And I hop out and I flip them the double birds and I moon them and I say, suck my ass, nard faces. And I jump back in the cat and take off so those guys will chase after me in the cat bus, which will then draw them away from the door. Which will then allow Hermie to come out. I'll just do a big circle. Listen to me.
That they would, what sort of guard is like, that kid flipped me off. Time to leave my post. I love Freddie be like, this is how the plan works, Anthony.
I'm saying if you went to fucking Buckingham Palace and you fucking sat there in front of those guards that sit there with the big hats and you mooned their ass and flipped them off, you showed them your fucking whole anus. They're not gonna fucking take
it. It's kind of their whole job.
Those are the only guards in the world who would not do anything. That's literally their thing, is they don't do stuff.
They'll never leave. So anyways, that's what you do, because none of us are stopping you.
I'm just saying that these Calzones aren't as good, as disciplined, as those guys.
I guess.
Seriously, like, imagine a big circle.
Okay? He's the god of this, so he decides how disciplined they are.
Yes. Let me remind you of the setup of this whole thing. So when you very first came in here, when you very first got here, you saw a camp with, you know, like log walls with sharpened tips and stuff like that.
But there was a garage.
Torches. Right? And there was you went underground underneath Papa John's throne. And then there was a garage underground there that sort of came out basically at a lower elevation than where the camp was. So it was kind of like the camp was almost at the top of a hill. The garage is at the bottom of that hill.
It's like built into the hill.
Built into the hill, essentially.
Batcave style.
So you leap out. You flip him off. You jump back in the cat bus.
Butthole.
Sorry, you moon him.
Yep.
You flip him off.
Yep.
You jump back in.
Wait, I want to make an action for once while Frey's doing all this. When he jumps out of the bus, Link slips into the driver's seat. And when he tries to go, and he goes, no, you're taking the passenger seat.
Okay.
Fucking take him out of control for a second.
That's fine.
This plan's happening, whether you like it or not, bitch.
So you see the Calzone carbuncles look at you, and they, like, narrow their pepperoni eyes, and you jump back in the cat bus.
I drive away the moment he gets back in, because I'm assuming they're like doing something.
So as you drive away, as you drive away, for a second, it seems like nothing much is happening. The door doesn't open. They don't come out. And then you see what initially you think of as stars, and then you realize that's not possible. The stars are all blocked out by the Doodler's body. And you see that at the top of the hill behind you from the camp, there are dozens and dozens of soldiers coming out with torches and swords and spears, and they are descending the hill towards you.
Oh,
it seems like they may have like raised a general alarm that someone has stolen the
holy
vehicle of Papa John.
But let me ask you this, though. Assuming that Hermie has been undercover as the boss, the pit boss.
He's the shift manager.
The shift manager. Why would there be any suspicion? There'd be no heat on him. He could come out.
he doesn't have the keys. The only person with the keys to get through that door was Dorito DeVito, who you killed.
Yeah,
well, we have his corpse. Still, and we don't,
you do.
Okay.
If you want to
puppeteer his corpse.
Here's what I think.
The keys are still in his body.
Yeah. I know we've been sitting here in the back brooding on our feelings for a long time.
Shut up, Norm.
You shut up, Scary.
You shut up.
No, you shut. No, I can't do this anymore. I can't. You're my friend.
So you're still talking about your feelings. What are we doing?
So I think Scary should cast a big fireball and blow up those calzones. We can get a Hermie, and then she can cast Spider Climb on the cat, and then we can climb out of here.
Let me think about it.
That's good.
Good point.
Let me think about it.
Super smart.
I start backing up the cat bus back to
you. Oh, you know what's great?
Scary, talk to me. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
When you back up, the cat lifts its tail so you can see out the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Anthony about it.
Think faster, because we're getting close as I'm backing up.
All right, I cast Fireball, but I'm not happy about it.
All right, so you cast Fireball at the door.
Oh, there's the pizza calzones.
Well, I guess the point is it doesn't matter if we kill the calzones if the door doesn't open.
I mean, it's going to hit everybody. It's a huge fireball.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
we have the keys. We have the keys because of the corpse of the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
great.
Oh, and as they're doing that, I try to mentally project to Hermie to duck if he's by the door. I don't have any powers that let me do that. I just feel like Normal tries to do that.
I think he's smart enough to.
Maybe Hermie and I have like a psychic intuition.
I think he's smart enough with the commotion of seeing the middle finger and then the cat backing up. He's like, they're going to do something.
Something's happening.
Just Scary's middle finger comes out of the cat's asshole.
I think I'm like, Hermie, duck.
Okay. I rolled my favorite date for both of those guys to try to avoid.
Oh, my God.
The fireball hits the two calzone guards that are on the garage side of the door, separating the garage from the kitchen. They are immediately engulfed in these flames. The heat from the metal garage intensifies the temperature. And as the pizza sauce and cheese inside of them begins to boil, they explode from within. There's just two legs on torsos that sort of just end at a certain point.
Damn, that's how I want to go.
The area is still a little bit on fire. It's caught on some of the pizza grease and stuff like that, but the path to the door is now open. But you can also hear the screams of an angry pizza army descending on you from either side of the hill.
Unlock, yeah.
Normal is going to jump out of the cat's butthole with the key and run up to the door and do like a cool slide through the pizza grease and unlock the door.
Give me an acrobatics roll.
Yeah. I got a 5.
So you just fucking turf it.
Can I just like head her into the door? Like I just slide across and slam into the door?
Yeah, you slam into the door at just the right angle that your head bursts through the door. And Hermie goes, we gotta stop meeting like this.
Hermie, thank God, let's go.
Oh, you wrench open the door. Hermie comes out with you and he goes, you did come back for me. I'll be damned. He takes one look back towards the bathroom and he goes, you were my greatest role. And and he jumps into the cat bus, and the cat, as you're all inside, it like stretches its legs out and its back like shivers a little bit as it fully stretches and it goes, and it curls up and begins to nap.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Oh. I start furiously rotating the, is this steering wheel or a nipple?
Unfortunately, Taylor said it was a nipple enough times that I think it's a nipple.
Okay, I'm just like punching the nipple. I'm like, come on, wake up. Cat.
Roll animal handling.
I got an 11.
With your 11, the cat stirs a little bit and its eyes open and it kind of like stands up a little bit and kind of looks around, but it's not running yet.
Does thaumaturgy let you do illusions or anything?
You can manifest a minor wonder, a sign of supernatural power within range. You can do voice, you can cause the flames to flicker, harmless tremors, instantaneous sound.
Can you do like a squeak squeak like a mouse sound?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a fly sound if it's turned into a spider first.
Yes, you can make that sound.
Should we see how, do we want to see how it reacts to being turned into a spider, or do we want to just...
It doesn't actually get turned into a spider. That's how that spells.
Shut the fuck up, Anthony.
Spider climb.
Where is it climbing, though?
I guess we don't need it yet.
Let's put the mouse sound always in front of it, perpetually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, does someone have like a laser pointer or something?
Oh, shit, that's good. Yeah, we got the glowing gun. Well, that's just a flashlight.
Oh, wait, I grab a pen and I say, Link, glow it up.
I glow it.
And then I aim the glowing pen out the window. But it's just glowing. It's not making any specific
No, it's
light.
Just glowing in front of you. It's not a directional light.
Taylor definitely has a laser pointer.
Wait. Normal gets out of the cat and like runs out in front of it like Ian Malcolm with the flare gun. And then just starts waving, going, hey, over here.
You're going to get killed if you're out there, though.
As loud as I can, I go,
roll animal handling.
Oh, Taylor should have a laser pointer, huh?
Yeah.
You know, he has like one of those green laser pointers.
I got a 4.
I feel like
you do that. You're waving it back and forth. Get the kids! Get the kids!
Malcolm, freeze!
You see the pussy wagon's pupils dilate and get really big. And as the light's moving back and forth, it moves its little head back and forth to match the light. And then it reaches out with the paw and swats you.
Oh,
and it hits you and knocks you back a couple feet onto your back. Not hard enough to do any HP damage, but you're knocked prone. And you can see the armies of Papa John are now basically here. They are one turn away, 15 to 30 feet of movement away from reaching the garage.
Oh, I want a raising Arizona normal.
You're stealing a baby?
Yeah, I'm going to roll. Oh, I'm going to drive past and then pick him up.
Oh, like a Huggies.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a...
Is the cat awake now? Did that at least excite the cat?
Yes, the cat is definitely excited.
Okay, so we should definitely cast Spider Climb so that it can climb on the ceiling over the army.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, and then whatever. I don't know what
exactly... If you can't pick up normal, though, I'm going to have to cast Spider Climb on normal so we can get back in here.
Scary, take the wheel.
Okay.
I'm going to lean out of the cat's... Mouth, ear.
There's a there are doors on it.
Doors.
You lean out.
We go in through it, but
yeah. What am I, an idiot? You lean out. I feel like it's sleight of hand or
strength.
Acrobatics.
We gotta get the cat going.
Like athletics.
Right?
I'll give you some athletics
that's
for
a
it.
Skilled.
Yeah. So no, you got the cat going by putting that shit in front of. So
you just start the engine. Good job.
You started the engine up. It's purring now.
With my last act, as I'm hurled through the air, I throw the glowing pen like past the army so that it'll chase the pen.
Great.
Woo, 14 plus 4, 18.
18. Okay, nice. Great. So yeah, you reach out. You successfully manage to grab Normal as the cat pounces forward past him. And you pull him into the cab of the cat. The cat cab.
Cat cab is like you sit in the back, you answer cat trivia for money.
For cats.
For cats.
Yeah.
For three cats. What is the capital?
I'm just trying to get to the fucking airport.
You sure? If you don't answer the question right, I'm going to throw this cat out the window. Oh, wow. The cat finds itself suddenly surrounded by the army as the army sees that you've all gotten into the cat bus and they move in front of it, spears out, and the cat kind of screeches to a stop as much as it can. Behind it is the garage and the hill that it's, baked into, and it's like, oh, and it's getting a little anxious and trying to bat at the people because it doesn't like being surrounded by all these people. It's too much stimulation.
Cast Spider Climb on the cat.
Okay, so spider
and turn climb. It into a spider.
Spider climb. Until the spell ends, one willing creature you touch gains the ability to move up, down, across vertical surfaces and upside down ceilings while leaving its hands free.
And then I will also, by the way, throw in animal friendship, which allows me to convince a beast that we mean it no harm.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's great. So yeah, instantly both of these two spells hit the cat. The cat's ears go into airplane mode. It makes a decision and it gets the zoomies and it immediately turns around 180, leaps up onto the hill and climbs up it with no problem whatsoever. It was a cat, so it was always going to actually have a pretty easy time, but now it's even fucking it's practically
like
vertical.
Parts.
Yeah, it is full on vertical. The pizza soldiers beneath you are trying to throw their fucking spears and stuff at you, but it manages to escape pretty handily. It actually goes up and basically you can feel beneath it because now you'd have to sort of look down to see what's going on, out of the window of the cat.
Taylor sticks his head out the window and just joy, tears streaming from his eyes as he fulfills an anime dream.
We fly past the doodler's asshole
it's like, yeah, you're just silhouetted against it. You see as the cat's claws, eventually they stop digging into stone and they dig into wood as it gets to the back of the camp. It climbs up and then leaps over the log barricade surrounding
What the term is? It's sail cats over.
Sail cats over. Like full fucking all four just out completely straight. It lands right next to the Papa John's throne. Papa does the fucking invasion of the body snatchers and just points at it and goes. And the cat continues with its zoomies. It just fucking books it, knocks over the front gates, scatters all the people that were in line. Doesn't seem to care. Just poof and it's gone. In the distance, and
just to clarify, is the entire body 20 feet above us? Is the whole world a ceiling?
The whole world is a ceiling. It's not always the exact same height.
Okay, because in order for it to be a hill and stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah. Sometimes it gets lower, sometimes it's higher.
So can the cat just be upside down on the ceiling?
I was just running across the doodler itself.
It could do that, yeah, if you could find a way for it to jump up.
To get enough vert.
Yeah, right now it's 50 feet above you. Okay, so, cool. But yeah, it could hypothetically do that. That's cool.
It's like an airship in a JRPG, but it's just 50 feet high.
Yeah, kind of. So yeah, you are free. You are out of combat. Hermie himself free of the character. And he goes, red leather, yellow leather. I have to do this to get out of character too.
Red Joker, yellow Joker.
Red Two-Face, normal Two-Face. Hey, thanks for coming back for me. I was
Always my man.
I appreciate it. I went and checked out the tunnels of sadness and despair. And if I had gone through there, I feel like I would have seen a lot of stuff that scared me a whole lot.
You might have gone Jack Nicholson Joker.
No.
Cesar Romero Joker.
My plan, if I had gone through there and met up with you later, is that I would understand the true nature of fear.
No!
No! Oh, no!
But as it stands, I'm just good old normal Two-Face Joker Hermie.
I'm glad it's just you in there, Hermie.
So to remember, we had two other places that we saw.
Yes, we were given two other places.
Grant was the Undergrove, and Terry Jr. was near the city.
What do we see now, I guess, would be the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. The one glowing light you saw before, the one that was really high up, the tower type thing, that was the city. And the Undergrove is elsewhere. That's not one of the places that you saw. So you remember you put the map in the glove box, the glove compartment. And as you open the glove compartment to check it, you find that there are actually some items inside. You see a small tube with a twist off. You see a small tube with a twist off cap that says Clear Cell on it. You see.
Thank God. Normal just Grant slathering just it squeezes it into his face.
Immediately your face disappears.
Oh my God.
I was joking. I don't actually do. No, well, I guess I did it. All right.
It's invisible. It's fine.
Thank God. And then normal space.
Ah, your head, dude.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What about
so it? Like, is it just like a fucking glitched out video game? Just eyeballs floating in space?
Yes.
Because he would close his eyes.
Yes. It's just eyeballs, mouth, and a mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong,
no,
guys?
It's like, that's like invisibility or something.
But did my skin clear up?
He's very clear.
I guess technically, yeah.
Yeah.
I see your eyes, though.
So this is Clear Cell. It is from David. Thank you, David, for sending us this item. They say it is a ring finger-sized tube of pimple cream that, when applied, will cause the limb it is applied to disappear until it is either washed off or after 1 hour in-game. Tube has enough pimple cream to be used 6 times.
Nice.
All right. 5 times
your
now.
Also, the front of your hands are gone, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Ooh, looks like it's floating. Check it out.
Whoa.
You also see inside the glove compartment a...
By the way, it is very oily, and it does increase acne.
No!
It's, like, not good for your skin.
That's how they get you. You also see inside a little, like, a nightcap with a poof on the end, like the Night Before like Christmas kind of cap.
And it's called an Ebenezer Scrooge kind of cap.
Yes, yes, it is that
kind
of cap.
Nobody just put that on just in case it does something bad.
And then you see a gun.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Lock and load, baby.
I quickly grab the gun and I check the chamber.
Inside the chamber, you see a fingernail.
Just a fingernail? What type of gun is it? Is it like a revolver? Or
a bullet should be. It is a Beretta.
Okay.
You check the chamber and there's a fingernail where a bullet should be.
How many fingernails
are
in
the clip?
Yeah,
how many fingernails are in it? I check for other fingernails.
There's only one fingernail in the clip right now.
Is that all the information I get?
By the way, yeah, we know it's magazine, but get the fuck out of here. It's a fantasy podcast. Get the fuck out of here.
Clip's only for submachine guns.
Who fucking cares?
Magazine is what civvies read on the toilet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bangalore says. Do we not know what they do?
I mean, you can...
Can I roll perception?
You can roll arcana to try to figure it out, or you can just use them.
I'll roll arcana.
Yeah, I got 15 arcana plus 5, 20 arcana.
Okay.
I just got a natural 20.
Whoa. All right, you know both items.
Yeah, with natural 20, you know what both of them do.
It's like fucking CSI, and me and Scary are like, have the gun like spread out, and we're examining it, and we're both talking.
I think it's more like House, where it's like Beth figures it out on her own, and you're just like, I'm also here. So you can tell with a 20 that the nightcap was an item sent to us by Silk, either Silk or Silky, S-I-L-K-E. Thank you, Silky or Silk. I'm going to adjust it slightly. So it is a nightcap that when you're wearing it, you fall asleep.
Oh.
Okay.
And then the gun.
Dude, how many people would
wait, why do we want it to that?
This
we
is
make
a
somebody else fall
asleep? $1 billion invention.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, we can't make somebody else fall asleep?
Yeah, the original idea was like, you put it on yourself and you make them fall asleep was the original thing, but that's so overpowered.
Oh, yeah. I see.
The gun was sent to us by Josie Wagoner. Thank you, Josie. It is called the human gun.
Oh, no.
But human is in quotation marks. It is a gun that shoots out humans. The ammo used is bits of human, fingernails, hair, skin, etc. And the gun shoots out an identical copy of the human whose bits were the ammo.
What?
That's OP.
The human has a range of 200 feet and deals 1d10 force damage to the creature or object hit. The human shot out cannot be hurt while in flight. For stats, the human shot out counts as a medium construct with 6 HP, a 10 for every stat, speaks the languages of the human on whose bits were used as its basis, and knows nothing other than it was just birthed and is hyper aware of its own mortality. After 10 minutes, the human shot out will dissolve into a pile of whatever kind of human bits was used in the ammo. The gun does not work if the ammo is from a non-human. If the ammo is from a creature that is only half human, instead of shooting at a copy of the creature, a flesh golem with only 10 HP flops out of the gun directly in front of the shooter and is hostile to the shooter, but will dissolve in 15 seconds.
Scary, I think we should see who used this gun.
You think?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I shoot the human out.
All right, a naked Dorito DeVito.
Oh, I do it. No.
Sails 200 feet. Well, did you aim at the ground or where did you aim?
You're shooting the air.
Straight up.
Because it's like normal size or the size of the
normal
finger.
Size.
It grows.
You shoot the gun. It has the heftiest kickback of any gun. You fucking hit the bottom of your elbow on the window really hard as this fucking thing kicks in your hand. And a butt naked Dorito DeVito flies into the air straight up.
Like Die Hard 2 when he
And he's in the chair.
Like let's get out of here, guys.
He's like the whale in fucking Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah, in his brain, he's just like, I exist. Oh, no, I'm going to die one day. One day I'm going to die. I'm going to die right now. Oh, I feel so free. I'm going straight up. Ah, what if this happens forever? Wait, I'm slowing down. Ah, maybe I'll just hang in the air here forever, completely at peace. Oh, no, I'm falling. Oh, no, I'm falling. And then he falls and dies and hits the ground and shatters into 1,000 nails.
You want to pick some of those up so we can use him again?
I buy my fingernail. And I stuff it into the gun. I cock
it. Like, no, but we've got a whole bunch of Danny DeVito fingernails.
That's the one.
And then they dissolve.
Okay.
They dissolve it, okay,
Shit.
Well, yeah, we can just use any piece of us at any time. So, yeah, I put my own fingernail in there.
That's fucking so metal.
Really want to see that happen to myself, so you go ahead.
Okay.
But
anybody else want to use? I mean, you knew what
I know.
It was.
I don't point it at me.
I'm not pointing to, but I got gun safety. I know. Safety's on. I'm not pointing at anybody. Is it cool if I... No, I think I'm going to hold on to this. Not scary. Do you want it? You're the leader, so...
No, I don't want it.
Okay. Do you want the hat?
Yeah, I want the hat.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's cool. It's like, nightcap.
Nightcap. Wow.
All right, what would you like to do?
We didn't decide which way we're going.
Yes.
So...
Bang! I shoot myself into the sky.
Into the sky?
Why?
I don't see it. So... How can you not try it?
What the fuck?
How can you not try this?
So a naked Link shoots out of the gun. Again, bang! Ow! You fucking hurt your hand with the... You hurt your arm with the recoil. A naked Link flies in the air.
Like, you're gonna be okay, buddy! Don't worry, it's going to be over soon.
So he flies into the air, and as he comes down, he makes direct eye contact with you, Link.
And I stare at him, and I mouth to myself, what have I done?
And he mouths to you, Daddy? And then he hits the ground.
You're going to be okay, son.
Oh, my God.
And he shakes his head as a tear rolls down his cheek, and he hits the ground and shatters to a million fingernails that then dissolve.
Holy fuck.
For the second time, you know what it's like to have a kid and then lose him.
I bite another fingernail off, but grittier and harder, and I put it in the guy's like, this is not a plaything, buddy. It's only when it's important.
All right, where are we going?
Well, we got to either go get Grant or go get your stepdad, Terry.
I think we should get your dad first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're cool with that.
Oh, I'm cool with it.
Set course for wherever the fuck your dad is.
Wait, Scary, what, you have like a little twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, do I?
Yeah, you do.
You do? Is that, what's up? I mean, like, normally I feel like you'd be like, nah, screw my dad. I don't know why I hate him. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling like I'm ready to see him.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm ready to talk to him.
Okay, good. Well, that sounds good.
That sounds great.
You want to drive?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There's really not much you have to do. You just got to let the cat do its thing.
So you drive towards the landmark marked as the city on your map, and you come to the outskirts of what looks like the former downtown of a very bustling city.
I'm not getting tricked again. We all take another rest before we go to this fucking city. We all sleep. No rush.
All right. Everybody gets your cell spots back, all your health back. Everything's fine.
Sorry. Just after 3.5 episodes of fucking not having any health.
It's fine. I wouldn't have fucked you on this one because I feel like we could at any point be like, oh, yeah, you definitely would have slept on the way. You know,
if the cat drives itself, we can all just sleep.
Yeah, I'm not going to fuck you in things where it makes sense. You would have hypothetically, but like you just wouldn't have it worked.
Yeah. Okay.
So you come to an overlook that looks over the city, and in the distance...
What a fucking wordsmith.
In the distance, you can see a line of something that seems to be moving, and you hear... It's like a black line in the middle of the city that's moving, and you hear a real unpleasant cacophony. You hear a psst, and when you turn, you see Terry Jr. hiding behind a rock with a pair of binoculars looking down at the city, and he is armed with a sword on his back, and he looks... Not psyched. He looks a little stressed out, looks a little freaked out. Hey, what are you doing here?
What?
Hey.
Hey.
I wasn't expecting to run into you this soon, honestly.
Yeah, me neither. You shouldn't be here. You gotta go.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you stick around, you're gonna see something you're not gonna enjoy.
Well, what is it then?
Well, I gotta go in and I gotta get something from the people making that noise.
Go ahead, then. Fine.
Okay, you coming with me?
Fucking sure.
All right, I guess.
Hey, we're here too.
Hi, other guys. Hi, kids.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? You can leave the bus. You're gonna be safe, but just stay quiet. Stay out of sight. We just need to get something and then we can get out of here. And I was hoping in the back of my mind that you wouldn't ever actually show up, but of course you would. I saw this coming.
What are we getting? What do you mean? What's going on? What is this place?
This is the city. This is a very, very dangerous place where a lot of valuable things kind of tend to end up because of the people who are here. And as you walk down, the cacophony you heard coming from the city begins to resolve itself into just a really discordant set of noises that slowly begin to seem like, oh, this is like people very badly playing instruments. It's like the instruments that sound like the wailing of souls and the pain of agony and death. And in this moment, as you get close, you see the black line that you saw from the overlook was actually a large group of people, a big mass of people walking through downtown, playing these instruments with agony, just trying to vocalize the pain that they can't with their mouths with the instruments themselves. And in that moment, you hear the following noise.
I know what this is.
And you realize when you were a young girl, your father took you into this city.
God damn it!
To see a Martian man.
God damn it!
And in this moment, you look and you lock eyes with the Black Parade.
Oh, God.
Holy shit, that's amazing!
All our days whisked away. Is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber.
Special thanks this week to David, Silky, and Josie Wagoner for providing names and items we used in this episode.
Our show is supported by listeners like you, but not all of you. Only the cool ones. People like Sydney Trapp, Ash Dam, Jeffrey Arnold, Greg Corbald, Mazen Abugharbi, Melissa Wallace, Joe, Lady Bagshot, Gabriel Vergen, B. Spanis, Jester, Antonio, Ruben Lane, Joshua Lara, Matthew Davidson, James Stewart, Scott Beaver, Virgil McClurkin, Jonathan Wagenschutz, and Hawk X. Directly support this show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads starting at just $5 a month. Stuff like Sons and Sons Ability, our Regency Era mini-series, you can get that over there. You can also download that, by the way, on our store as a digital download at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. But if you want Sons and Sons Ability, as well as our other bonus one-shot mini-campaigns, as well as behind-the-scenes after-shows, as well as Patreon-exclusive merch, and just tons and tons of bonus content, more than you can shake a reasonably sized stick at, you're going to want to check out patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. It's where all the cool stuff is, all the cool people. They're there too as well. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com, our Twitter, Dungeons and Dads, subreddit, Dungeons and Daddies, our store, store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our next episode is coming out Tuesday, October 4th. We'll see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up.
Whoa, whales.
As artists, we like to put parts of our own backstory into the podcast. I worked at a pizza place, Freddy's from Seattle.
I'm a woman.